欢迎继续锁定 Radio 774聪 Radio 私房拷贝，又到我们听电影学影的时间了。 I'm Jessie， 今天呢我们要继续的和 Bobby 来分享这一部运动题材的影片《点球成金》。
Hello, I'm Bobby. Welcome back to Home Video. Today we're going to talk about part 2 of Moneyball.
到 Billy 正在四处寻找球员的同时呢，发现了一个刚刚工作的大学毕业生 Peter Brand。 这个 Peter 呢，对于球员的评价标准十分特别，所以 Billy 最终把他挖到了自己的球队为自己工作。
Pack your bags, Pete. I just bought you from the Cleveland Indians
Peter 来到奥克兰之后呢，工作非常的勤奋，而 Peter 的数据统计和计算方式呢，的确为 Billy 管理球队提供了一个崭新的视角。
Rather than relying on the scouts' experience and intuition, Peter selects players based almost exclusively on their on-base percentage OBP by sending players with a high OBP but characteristics that lead scouts to dismiss them. Peter assembles a team of undervalued players.With far more potential than the Oakland A's low budget would otherwise allow.
People are overlooked for a variety of biased reasons and perceived flaws. Age, appearance, personality. Bill James and mathematics cut straight through that. Billy, of the 20,000 notable players for us to consider, I believe that there is a championship team of 25 people.That we can afford, because everyone else in baseball undervalues them.
Peter 是这样解释他读到的理念的。People are overlooked for a variety of biased reasons and perceived flaws. 这个大家呢太重视各种各样约定俗成的偏见，比如 age, appearance, personality, 比如年龄、外表、个性。Bill James and mathematics cut straight through that. 他说 Bill James.和数学呢，完全是跳脱了这些我们平常认为非常有价值的判断方式。关于 Bill James 是何方神圣呢？我们稍后还会提到。Peter 接着说 ，Billy, of the 20,000 notable players for us to consider, 在两万个有资料可以参考的球员中 ，I believe that there is a championship team of 25 people that we can afford. 我们一定能在这个两万个球员中啊，找到25个人组成一支我们可以负担的冠军球队。Peter 为什么？这么自信的他说 Because everyone else in the baseball undervalues them. 因为棒球界所有的人都低估了他们的价值。
但是在 Billy 解决球员的问题之前呢，他还要先好好的安抚一下教练 Art Howe。
I can't manage this team under a one-year contract. Well, sure you can. No, I can't. Okay. I gotta put a team on the field. After that, I'll take a good long look at your contract.How about you deal with the manager's contract and then put a team on the field? All right. At this moment, if the ground is hit to first, nobody's going to be there to stop it from rolling. It's not easy doing what I do under the cloud of a one-year contract. Okay, I understand that. I've been there. I know you have. And a one-year contract means the same thing to a manager as it does to a player. There's not a lot of faith there, which is strange after a 102-win season. I see.If you lose the last game of the season, nobody gives a shit. So it's on me now. No, Art, it's on me.
这个时候 ,Art 找 Billy 来抱怨为什么球队只和自己续了一年的合同。他说 ,It's not easy doing what I do under the cloud of a one-year contract. 这工作呢只有一年合约，我怎么能够踏下心来做呢？因为我总会担心一年以后还有没有饭碗啊。Under the cloud of 是在什么的笼罩之下比如我们看到新闻里有时候会说 ,The U.S.Stocks market looks stable for another week under the cloud of Europe's economic crisis. 在欧洲经济危机的影响下呢，美国的股票市场又安然地度过了一周。Under the cloud of 就是在什么的笼罩之下。
而且二的接着说，我这个赛季的战绩是相当不错呀，为什么在这之后球队还只和我签一年的合约呢
？There is not a lot of faith here. 就说明你们对我没什么信心啊。Which is strange after 102-win season. 在取得102胜的赛季之后，你们还这样不信任我，那就有点不通人情了吧。
尽管教练 Art 是很有情绪，但是现在 Billy 的心思全都在球员的身上。根据 Peter 的分析统计结果呢， Billy 确定了三个目标球员，但是他的选择让所有的人都很吃惊。
Billy, I got 37 free agents that are better than those three guys.
Wait a minute, let me get this straight. So, you're not going to bring in one, but
three defective players to replace Jim.
You don't find it to be still James Bush, right?
This is the new direction of the Oakland A's. We are card counts at the blackjack table. We're going to turn the odds on the casino.
I don't see it.
三球他们呢都提了很多的建议，但是最终 Billy 敲定的三个球员可让大家非常的吃惊，因为大家觉得呢这三个可都是问题球员啊。
但是 Billy 非常坚决地说 This is a new direction of the A's. 这是奥克兰运动家的新策略。 We'll cut counters at the blackjack table and we're gonna turn the odds on the casino. 我们是牌桌上算牌的人，我们要打破赌场的定律。
大家呢都不能够理解 Billy 的选择，而且是带有很大的抵触情绪的。
The team scouts are first dismissive of and then hostile towards Peter's non-traditional approach to scouting players.
在球探当中呢，反应最激烈的就是 Grady 了。他在会后再次找到了 Billy， 告诉他呢，不能仅凭电脑上的数据就决定该用哪个球员。
Major League Baseball and its fans, they're going to be more than happy to throw you and Google Boy under the bus if you keep doing what you're doing here.You don't put a team together with a computer, Billy.
No?
No. Baseball isn't just numbers. It's not science. If it was, then anybody could do what we're doing, but they can't because they don't know what we know. They don't have our experience, and they don't have our intuition. Okay? Billy, you got a kid in there that's got a degree in economics from Yale. You got a scout here with 29 years of baseball experience.
Yeah,
You're listening to the wrong one.Now, there are intangibles that only baseball people understand. You're discounting what scouts have done for 150 years, even yourself.
Adapt and die.
This is about you and your shit, isn't it? 20 years ago, some scout got it wrong.
Whoa. Okay.
Now you're going to declare war on the whole system.
Okay. My turn. You don't have a crystal ball.You can't look at a kid and predict his future any more than I can. I've sat at those kitchen tables with you and listened to you tell those parents, when I know, I know. And when it comes to your son, I know. And you don't. You don't.
Okay. I don't give a shit about friendship, this situation, or the past. Major League Baseball thinks the way I think. You're not going to win. And I'll give you a nickel's worth of free advice.You're never going to get another job when shot fires you after this catastrophic season you're about to set us all up for. And you're going to have to explain to your kid why you're working at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Grady 对 Billy 选球员的新策略呢非常的有意见。他说 You don't put a team together with a computer. 我们不能用电脑来组成球队。Baseball isn't just numbers. 这棒球啊可不是一堆数字就能说明白的。It's not science. 它不是科学。If it was,Anybody could do what we're doing, but they can't. 如果是这样的话呢，我们这份工作那岂不谁都能干了？ They don't know what we know. 他们不能做我们的工作，是因为他们不知道我们所知道的这些经验知识。They don't have our experience and our intuition. 他没有我们的经验，更没有我们的直觉。You got a kid in there that's got a degree in economics from Yale.你找来的那个小伙子呢有耶鲁的经济学学位。You got a scout here with 29 years of baseball experience. 但是我这个老球探呢已经在棒球界干了29年了。You're listening to the wrong one. 你听他的不听我的你可是听错人了。Now there are intangibles that only baseball people understand. 有一些无形的东西呢只有这个干棒球的业内人士才懂啊。Tangible 是可以触摸的可以触及的 ,intangible 是无法触摸的就是那些看不见摸不着的东西。比如我们可以说 ,we often ignore the intangible value of a good reputation. 我们经常忽略了好的信誉所带来的潜在的价值。Billy 这时候回应到 ,adapt or die, 适者生存。言外之意就是 Grady 的这些理论呢已经过时了因为事实证明他们并没有很好的生存下来。Grady 这时候反驳到 ,now you declare war on the system, 现在你要向我们选球员的整个系统宣战了。Billy 说 ,You don't have a crystal ball. Billy 的意思是像 Grady 这样的资深的球探呢也没有水晶球也无法预知球员的未来。You can't look at a kid and predict his future anymore than I can. 你不能一眼就预测一个孩子的未来吧我也不行。
看到呢 ,Billy 根本就不听自己的意见 ,Grady 有点愤怒了。所以他最后警告 Billy 说呢如果你不听我的后果一定会非常的严重。
他说 ,Major League Baseball thinks the way I think, you're not gonna win. 大联盟棒球的思考方式跟我是一样的，你绝对不会赢得比赛的。 And I will give you Nico's words of free advice， 我要给你一个小小的忠告。 You are never gonna get another job after this catastrophic season you're about to set us all up for。 那在你拖累我们大家度过这次灾难性的赛季之后呢，你可再也别想找到其他的工作了。言外之意就是你把我们这个球队这个赛季搞砸了，到别处也没得混了。
那为了建立自己的威信呢， Billy 解雇了 Grady， 他要坚持自己选择球员的新方式。
Despite strong objections from Scott, Billy supports Peter's theory and hires the players he selected。
赛季前的春训开始了，运动家队的春训名单让外界是大跌眼镜，同时呢，几个新球员也没有表现出很好的状态。当新赛季开赛的时候，球队教练 Art 甚至没有给新球员上场的机会。
Billy finds that he also faces opposition from Art Hall, the Athletics managers, with tension already high between them because of contract dispute. How disregards Billy and Peter's strategy and plays the team in a traditional style despite their unsuitability.
I should have made you a bigger part of the conversation from day one. That way it'd be clear what we're trying to do here. That was my mistake, Art, and I take responsibility for that.
What are you trying to say?
I'm saying it doesn't matter what moves I make if you don't play the team the way they're designed to be played.
Billy, you're out of your depth.
Could this be about your contract?
No. This is about you doing your job and me doing mine. Mine's been being left alone to manage this team you assembled for me.
I didn't assemble it for you, Art.
No shit.
球队教练 Art 呢，坚持自己排兵布阵的方式，根本就不让 Billy 招来的那几个新球员上场。而在比赛中呢，运动家队也是一再的输球，这可急坏了 Billy。
Billy 找到 Art 理论道 ：“Doesn't matter what moves I make if you don't play the team the way they're designed to be。如果你不让球队按照他设计的方式去打球，那我做的任何事都没意义了。”但这时 Art 反驳道 ：“Billy, you're out of your depth。Billy， 你管过头了 ，out of your depth。”就是你力所不能及的事情，跟它类似的有 out of one's league， 就是超出了你能力所达的范围。比如我们可以说 The team's first game was against the league champions. They were out of their depth. 那球队的第一场比赛就是对阵大联盟的冠军，看上去他们有些力不从心。
二的意思是说呢，你应该尊重一个教练在赛场上的绝对权威，到底让什么人上场，这是我的事儿。
所以阿斯也是很生气的说道 This is about you doing your job and me doing mine. 你做你的事，我也有我的工作。 Mine is me being left alone to manage this team you assembled for me. 那我的工作就是不受干扰的管理这个你为我打造的球队。这时候 Billy 马上说道 I didn't assemble them for you, Art. 球队可不是为你打造的。
教练 Art 和 Billy 之间的矛盾呢，也是逐渐的在升级。与此同时，外界对于 Billy 的球队打造计划也并不认同，甚至被解雇的 Grady 呢，还在广播里公开的批评 Billy 的刚愎自用。
All right, we got Grady Fuse on the line, former head of scouting with the Oakland Athletics. And Grady, can you interpret for us what's going on?
They call it Moneyball.
Moneyball.
Yes, that it was a nice theory, and now it's just not working out.
Billy Beane has built this team on the ideas of a guy named Bill Jane,
right,
who wrote an interesting book on baseball statistics. The problem is that Bill Jane's never played, never managed. He was, in fact, a security guard at a pork and beans company.
Do you see this as a decimation of the whole organization?
I think that he bought a ticket on the Titanic.
Oh, boy.
He's tried to come up with a new approach. My hat's off to him. It won't work.
其实不光是像 Grady 这样资深的球会的球探反对 Billy 哈，连这个媒体的评论员也认为 Billy 这一个举动实在是有点太大胆了。他们说 ，Billy Beane has built this team on the ideas of a guy Bill James who wrote an interesting book on baseball statistics. Billy James 所建立的这支球队呢，完全是基于一个叫 Bill James 的人所写的一本书。这本书讨论的是关于棒球的统计学。The problem is that.Bill James never played, never managed. 问题是这个本书的作者 Bill James 从来没有打过球，也没有经营过球队。
所以呢，大家也认为 Billy 迷信这个理论是非常不明智的。
比如广播中的主持人就问 Grady, Do you see this as a decimation of the organization? 你觉得这会给球队带来毁灭性的后果吗？ Grady 说 He bought a ticket on the Titanic. 他买了一张上铁达尼号的船票。那这个言外之意就是，这简直是自寻死路啊！
新赛季开始之后呢，运动家队的战绩果然像大家预言的那样十分糟糕。所以这个时候呢，外界评论纷纷断言呀、说 Billy 的球队打造计划注定将失败。
Early in the season, the Athletics fared poorly, leading critics within and outside the team to dismiss the new method as a dismal failure.
So with this loss tonight, the Oakland Athletics incredibly have lost 14 of their last 17 games.They are 10 games back in the American League West.
Fair to say the experiment has failed.
Well, absolutely. It was predictable. You don't wish anybody a lack of success, but the facts are right in front of you.
You can't blame Art Alger what's going on.
No.
The fact of the matter is, this is not about statistics. This is a game about people.
Art Howe is not the problem. The problem is up in the general manager's office with Billy Beane.
It's really the problem for me.Billy,
I think it's time that they start thinking about getting a new GM. Yeah, I think it's going to change.
This
is very predictable, and we're seeing
what's going on.
He's trying to run. I want Billy Beane gone.
Calling for Billy Beane ahead. A lot of thoughts.
And 15 games, and they shut out or scored one run four times. They're just not scoring enough.But it's not just the offense. It's not Ben Bosley and the hitters. It's everything. If there's one thing you pick out, you try to fix it. But it's everything is in a funk right now.
针对运动家队糟糕的战绩呢，外界评论一致把矛头指向了 Billy。 他们认为呢，这责任都不在教练 Art， 而在于 Billy 的这个所谓的打造球员的新计划。
现在外界的评论呢，认为运动家队的问题呢十分严重。 It's not just offense.Not said Bosley and the hitters. 问题不仅出现在防守 said Bosley 或者说击球手 It's everything. 所有环节都有问题 If there was one thing you could pick out, you'd try to fix it. 如果只有一件事情，那我们可以找出来对它进行补救 But just everything is in a funk right now. 但是现在所有的事情都乱了套。他们用了一个词组 in a funk. Funk 是惊慌或者恐惧的意思。比如我们可以说 She was in a funk about changing jobs.他对换工作这件事情呢，非常的惊恐，犹豫不定。
那现在的 Billy 呢，除了有 Peter 的支持之外，几乎是孤立无援的，连12岁的女儿都开始担心老爸会保不住饭碗。而教练 Art 呢，仍然坚持不肯按照 Billy 的意见去使用球员，球队的成绩是糟糕透了，在整个大联盟的排名中呢，已经垫底了。
But Billy convinced his owner to stay the course and is eventually forced to trade away the long traditional star player to force Art.To use new recruits.
Billy 呢，这回是要孤注一掷了。他决定换走队里唯一剩下的全明星球员，让 Art 在无人可用的情况下不得不使用新人。他这种做法实在是太冒险了，甚至连 Peter 呢都劝他不要意气用事。
He's going too.
I don't think you should do that. I really don't think you should do that.
I want Hatterberg in the lineup tonight.
Billy, I think you need to take a minute. I think you seriously need to just think about what you're doing because you're upset.
Okay.What am I missing?
These are hard moves to explain to people.
Why is that a problem, Pete?
Don't make an emotional decision, Billy. Pena is an all-star, okay? And if you dump him and this Hatterberg thing doesn't work out the way that we want it to, you know this is the kind of decision that gets you fired. It is.
Yes, you're right. I may lose my job.In which case, I'm a 44-year-old guy with a high school diploma and a daughter I'd like to be able to send to college. You're 25 years old, with a degree from Yale and a pretty impressive apprenticeship. I don't think we're asking the right question. I think the question we should be asking is, do you believe in this thing or not?
I do.
It's a problem you think we need to explain ourselves. Don't. To anyone.
Okay.
I'm going to see this thing through for better or worse. Just tell me, do you project we'll win more with Hatterberg or Pena at first?
It's close, but theoretically, Hatterberg.
What are we talking about then?
Peter 说呢，你现在要把这些好球员都交换走，这很没有道理啊，没法向外人解释。而且一旦你找来的那些新球员顶不上这些空缺，不能够表现很好的话，你可能就会因此而丢掉工作呀。
Billy 说 ,Yes, you're right, I may lose my job. 是啊，我可能保不住我的饭碗。In which case, I'm a 44-year-old guy with high school diploma. 我是一个已经40岁却只有高中文凭的家伙。And a daughter I'd like to be able to send to college. 还有个我想送她上大学的女儿。You are 25 years old with a degree from Yale. 你只有25岁还有张耶鲁的文凭。And a pretty impressive apprenticeship. 还有相当令人印象深刻的实习经历。言外之意就是我都不担心保不住我的工作，你担心什么呢？
而且 Billy 强调说，如果你相信我们做的这是正确的选择，就应该坚持。我们用不着向别人解释我们为什么要这么做。
Billy 说， It's a problem you think we need to explain ourselves. 如果你觉得我们需要跟自己解释的话，那就有问题了。Don't to anyone, 所以不用，对任何人都不用解释。
准备孤注一掷的 Billy 呢，随后找到了教练 Art， 告诉了他自己的决定。这个时候呢，除了让 Billy 看中的新人上场之外， Art 也已经无人可用了。
You're killing this team. Art, I can do this all day long.
Billy 开始和 Peter 用他们的数据帮助球员们分析该怎样更合理的运用战术。同时呢， Billy 还亲自找到了从纽约洋基队租借来的已经过气的明星球员 David， 鼓励他要成为队中的新领袖。
Well, you're special. You're paying me $7 million a year, man, so yeah, maybe I am a little bit.
No, man, I ain't paying you $7 million.Yankees are paying half your salary. That's what the New York Yankees think of you. They're paying you $3.5 million to play against them.
Where are you going with this, Billy?
David, you're 37. How about you and I be honest about what each of us want out of this? I want to milk the last ounce of baseball you got in you. You want to stay in the show. Let's do that.I'm not paying you for the player you used to be. I'm paying you for the player you are right now. You're smart. You get what we're trying to do here. Make an example for the younger guys. Be a leader. You can do that?
All right. I got you.
We're cool?
We're cool.
现在呢 ，Billy 是孤注一掷、背水一战了。到底 Billy 的这些举措能不能够成功的帮助球队走出低谷，迎来久违的胜利呢？明天节目当中，我们再继续的和鲍比来分享这部运动题材的影片《点球成金》。
在这一节呢，我们学到了三个词组，第一个是 under the cloud of， 在什么的笼罩之下；第二个是 out of one steps， 超出了某人的能力所及，就是力不从心的意思；还有 in the funk， 就是惊惶不确定的意思。
Alright, that's all for today. 如果想在线收听以及重复收听 Home Video 的话呢，欢迎登录我们的网站 www.am3sanford.com. I'm Jesse. See you tomorrow.
I'm Bobby. See you tomorrow.
Enjoy listening.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Enjoy learning.
I'm going to that corner there and turn. You stay in the car and drive away.Promise not to watch me go beyond the corner. Just drive away and leave me as I leave you.
听电影学英语 Home Video Radio Symphony 4 Every day
as time goes by.
My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates.
Here's another day.
Listening, sharing, and learning. Home Video. 和我们一起听电影学英语分享你的私房拷贝。
A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Language is not knowledge. Language is habit.
接下来您将收听到欢乐互动英语秀英语 PK 台
Going for gold.
主持人晶晶和幽默风趣的外籍嘉宾带你学英语看世界。没有课堂，没有考试，没有压力，没有顾虑，不为考试，不为升职，只为自己更充实。365天，原味英语听不断，地道口语练不完，精彩文化乐不够。
英语 PK 台。
一起学起来。
大音精华，声系天下。北京人民广播电台公益广告。
冬季用火，不要在灶台附近放置易燃物品。家长教育小孩，一定不要玩火。冬季安全用火，享受美好生活。
还有收音机宝宝吗？
你 out 了。北京外语广播推出多种收听方式，您可以通过网站www.am774.com， 手机客户端搜索掌上 AM774 收听我们的节目。您还可以通过新浪微电台、蜻蜓 FM、 微信、微博、搜狐新闻客户端等多种渠道收听我们的节目。使用歌华有线机顶盒，用电视也可以收听哦。欢迎拨打65157598了解更多收听方式。
It's 49.